WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Morning, happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new week here on the program. Hope your day is starting off well. It is a little wet out there, but at least it's warm. I came in without a jacket, but I don't know. It looks like it might rain again, so you might not want to go with the same plan that I did. But that's all right. You know, it's going to be one of those weeks, I guess, for the weather. We had some nice weather over the weekend. So I had a beautiful day on Saturday when it was supposed to not be great. It wasn't the whole day, but we got some good hours out of it. I came in Saturday to help out Paul with the first episode of the Paul Santos Show. We'll have the podcast available for you soon. Just got to wait for the IT people to get everything all up and running with that podcast now that there's some episodes in there. So hopefully later on today. But I came in to, you know, kind of let him in and get some things going in the morning and did a little work. And then I left here saying, well, what am I going to do? So I went over to Gifts to Give. I had some clothes in the back that I want to drop off. And went inside and totally forgot to drop off the clothes that I had, so I'll have to go back. And then I went home and I was ready to just kind of like hang out for the day. And then Stephanie Burke messaged me and said, we're going on a wine tasting. So I did that. That was the first time I've ever done that. It's pretty fun. We went to the Plymouth Bay Winery. And we were able to not only have this wine tasting, but just a beautiful day down on the Plymouth waterfront. So that it was fun. I'm not really a wine drinker, but these wines are a little different. They're not all grape based. They use different fruits, and they pair them with different snacks and foods and everything. It was really fun and something that I'd probably definitely do again. But then also after having our halfway to Halloween tasting at Stevie's on Fridays and then that wine tasting on Saturday, I was like, okay, now I'm definitely just staying home on Sunday and relaxing, which I did some work, got some stuff ready for this week. And now here we are, brand new week on the program. We'll be joined later on this morning in the 8 o'clock hour by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo. We'll get his take on the mayor and his request for the salary that he is, basically the salary he's owed. We'll talk with him about that. I also want to talk with him more about the vote on moving up the preliminary election date, because we didn't really have time to get into that last week. And we knew that with no council meetings on the agenda for last week, that we would be able to kind of focus more on that today. So we're going to talk with him about that. And then we can get his thoughts as well on, if he's had a chance to read it, Jax Blaine's discussion with New Bedford Police Chief Paul Oliveira. I don't know who is now the acting chief. If there was an announcement made, I didn't see it. But the search continues to find the next police chief for New Bedford because Paul Oliveira's retirement kicked in on Saturday. But I've been reading some of the transcript. I haven't finished the whole thing yet, but as I was reading it, you know, it was clear that this was not something as previously thought or assumed. This was not something that was in reaction, his retirement, to the Boston Globe story, that he had actually informed Mayor Mitchell on January 3rd he intended to retire. And while he might have known that the Globe was looking into this story, I think he says as much with Jack, but he thought that it was more of a general overlook at criminal informants across Massachusetts, which is what it originally started out as being. And if we can get Brendan McCarthy to come back on at some point, I'm interested in finding out the timeline of when this changed. Like, at what point did they say, all right, we're still going to keep going on this overall view of criminal informants, but let's put out something on New Bedford in particular. Like, when did they narrow that down? I mean, obviously a spotlight investigation, they're going to put it out, they're going to let it breathe before they release the next thing, but I haven't seen them put out anything else. Now, I don't pay enough attention to Spotlight to know how many investigations they do a year. It may be even a thing where they don't have any set number, that they just, when they're ready to go, they're ready to go. And if it takes them a while to do it, it takes them a while to do it. All that I know about the Spotlight team is what was in the movie. And I'm sure a lot of that was dramatized. But certainly you finally do get, I guess now, former Chief Oliveira's mindset and feelings on that reporting, which you can read at newbedfordlight.org. I also think, too, that there's still the potential, at least from what I was reading, it didn't seem to me like former Chief Oliveira had given shown his hand if he was planning on pursuing legal action against him. But I haven't finished reading the whole transcript. So we'll definitely keep an eye on that and let you know about where we're at in the search and all of those things. Mayor Mitchell should be on with Chris on Wednesday and can update us on all of that, if not before. And we'll try to get an update as much as Council President Burgo knows on the matter. Tomorrow on the program, too, by the way, we'll have Katie Green of the One South Coast Chamber. You might have heard her on Town Square Sunday this past weekend, but she's also coming on with me to talk about the big scholarship dinner they have. If you remember, the UMass Dartmouth, Charlton College of Business used to put this on every year, but then they stopped and the chamber took it over. And this is the big scholarship dinner they do at the Venus de Milo, where they bring in a different sports celebrity every year. And I had the opportunity to cover that a number of times for the Standard Times. Trying to think of all the ones. I know I covered Bill Walton, which was great. I covered Bill Russell. I covered one of the boxers. Why can't I remember which boxer it was? But he was the one who Paul Poirier had fought him, the New Bedford boxer. And this was their first time seeing each other since the fight. And I got to cover that. That was great. So we'll learn about this year's dinner, which will feature Johnny Damon. I think enough time has passed that people have forgiven Johnny Damon for going to the Yankees. And I think he was somebody that were, I didn't really feel a lot of animosity toward him even when he went there. But maybe, you know, it's just the past is hazed over by only the fond memories and not remembering some of the bad. But I don't remember him getting a lot of backlash. Not like Wade Boggs level or Roger Clemens level. But anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow. And who knows what other fun we'll have during the course of the week leading up to next week's Fun Friday. And if you have any ideas for our Fun Friday topic for this week, you can send them to me, Tim at WBSM.com. You can send me an app chat message. We will also be giving away this week tickets to the Saturday lineup of Boston Calling. Last week, we gave away the Friday lineup. This week will be the Saturday lineup, and you'll be able to enter. We don't have it up yet, but we'll have it up later today at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. But the Saturday lineup features Fall Out Boy, Avril Lavigne, Cage the Elephant, The Black Crowes, and All Time Low, and then some of the lesser-known acts. James Bay, The Main, Lucius Valley, Monrovia, Ample, Sophia Isella, Timmy Skelly, Simon Robert French, Rebuilder, Sidebody, and Pinklids. So that'll be the Saturday lineup, and we'll be giving away those tickets all this week. And, of course, Boston Calling is happening on Memorial Day weekend at the Harvard Athletic Complex outside of Harvard University. It's very easy to get to from the subway. So, I mean, I don't know if you want to take the train all the way from New Bedford to go to Boston, to go to Harvard, because the last train leaves South Station at 11:59, I believe, or 11:57. And I don't know that you'll make it from Harvard to South Station in that time. I mean, I think every time I've gone to Boston Calling the last 2 years, and I think every time I've gone back to Quincy Adams, I've gotten there around 12. So I would guess that that would probably put me on the train heading back in that direction around 11:15. So if you don't think that's cutting it too close, you could try to take the train. But what I would recommend, and really you kind of have to, is park at Quincy Adams, park at Braintree, and then take the train, the red line, right in from there all the way to Harvard. And then when you get out at Harvard, you walk out of the station, you take a left, and you just keep walking. Just follow the crowd. Everybody's heading down the same direction. You walk over the bridge, and then once you get right over the bridge, that's where the festival is. So you'll have a lot of walking to do. You'll be on your feet the whole day. There's nowhere to sit unless you sit on the ground. So just keep that in mind when you enter to win. But it's a lot of fun. It's very relaxed. It's not an obnoxious music festival by any means, at least in my experience. So if you are interested, we will have those. We'll have that form up later on if you'd enter to win. I think the only act I'd want to see on Saturday is the Black Crowes. Maybe Cage the Elephant. I've liked what I've heard from them on the radio, but I don't know that much about them. I'm sure Avril Lavigne puts on a great show, and I'll know a couple of those songs, and I don't know much about Fall Out Boy, but. And the way that it goes is they alternate stages. So if you park yourself right in the middle, you know, you can see the second to last headline act and then the last headline act just by pivoting yourself. Anyway, 508-996-0500. That is our number here to call in and get involved in the discussion. We will also have app chat available in the WBSM app, as well as open line voicemails if you want to record a little something and send it over. While you're on the app, or if you go over to the website, I have a story up today because it is Cinco de Mayo, and maybe you want to go out and celebrate, but also this entire month, there's a promotion called Guac on the Rock, where Dwayne the Rock Johnson will pay for your guacamole, or now this year, for the first time ever, any appetizer up to $10. And I'll tell you more about that coming up, but we also have the list on the website of all the local restaurants participating in that. So if you're going to go out to any of those places today, I'll give you a hint. One of them is Frontera Grill right across the street from us here. So if you're heading over there to celebrate Cinco de Mayo and you get a cocktail with Terramana tequila, hang on to that receipt because your appetizer or your guacamole could be on the rock. We'll talk more about that coming up, as well as other things. But right now, I've got to take my first break of the morning, and we'll be right back. And welcome back in. We're going to go into the newsroom now and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. And then on the other side, we can talk with you. 508-996-0500. Take it away, Mike Roberts.
Student loans coming due, getting ready to choose a new pope, and President Trump says no plans to run in 2028.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Brazilian police say they stopped a bomb attack planned for a Lady Gaga show over the weekend at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro. Authorities say the suspects are part of a group that promotes hate speech and the radicalization of teenagers. Investigators say the group recruited others for a planned attack that would have included Molotov cocktails and improvised explosive devices. No one was injured. The concert continued as planned with over 2 million people in attendance. President Trump says he's directing the Bureau of Prisons to reopen and expand historic Alcatraz Federal Penitentiary. He went on to say that Alcatraz will house America's most ruthless and violent offenders, adding that it will serve as a symbol of law, order, and justice. Alcatraz sits on a small island about a mile away from San Francisco. It served as a prison from 1934 to 1963. Cardinal Timothy Dolan and other Catholics are criticizing President Trump for the posting of an AI-generated image of himself dressed as the Pope on the White House X account on Friday.
I hope he didn't have anything to do with that.
Are you offended by that?
Well, you know, it wasn't good.
The image is drawing outrage from some Catholics. The New York State Catholic Conference issued a statement Saturday saying there is nothing clever or funny about this image, Mr. President, adding the cardinals are about to enter a solemn conclave to elect a new successor. Do not mock us. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
Federal officials say the government will begin collecting defaulted student loan payments beginning today. The collection efforts will be the first since the start of the pandemic. The Trump administration said the debt will be collected through a Treasury Department program. The U.S. Department has not collected loan payments since March 2020. Officials say the last 5 years, student debt has risen to over $1 trillion. The real ID deadline is on Wednesday.
Brace yourself if you're flying in the coming days and weeks for long lines and delays at the airport. Why does it matter? Because Wednesday, May 7th is the first day a Real ID compliant license or another acceptable document is needed to board a commercial aircraft in the U.S. The new identification requirement also applies when visiting military bases and secure federal buildings like courthouses. A Real ID is a state-issued driver's license or identification card that meets federal security standards. I'm Lisa Carton.
A bronze statue of President Trump is now on display in South Dakota. Trump's life-size statue is the newest addition to the City of the Presidents in Rapid City, a private arts project that makes statues of all sitting presidents. Republican Congressman Dusty Johnson attended Saturday's unveiling and sent the president a video of the event. Trump's statue will be housed at the Rapid City Visitor Center for the summer. And President Trump says he has no plans to run again. He was asked about his website selling Trump 2028 gear, and he said he's not looking to run again. He just wants to have 4 great years. Trump added there's a lot of good Republicans that could be president in 2028, but he said he's not endorsing anyone at this time. Jury selection in Sean Diddy Combs' trial starts today in a federal courtroom in Manhattan. The disgraced rapper and music mogul facing several federal charges, including sex trafficking and prostitution, where he's allegedly coerced women into orgies that he called freak-offs. Diddy has denied all charges against him. Attorneys in the trial are expected to screen up to 150 people before opening statements begin on May 12th. Chipotle has launched a game on Roblox for Cinco de Mayo at 6 p.m. today. You can win a free burrito by playing the ingredient quest in the Burrito Builder experience on Roblox. The game can be accessed at roblox.com/chipotle. The first 50,000 players to gather all 53 unique ingredient cards will be able to unlock a free entree offer.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox lost to the Twins yesterday, 5-4. Sox host the Rangers tonight at 6:45. And it's Celtics and Knicks game 1 at the Garden tonight at 7.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Clouds and showers are going to stay with us right through the morning. Once we get into the afternoon, we're just going to hold on to the clouds. Then the evening, the clouds, the showers, and the fog will be prevalent as we finish out the day. Look for a high of 62. For tonight, we're looking for showers, patchy fog, and a low near 52. And for Tuesday, look for an overcast sky, showers, patchy fog, and even the chance of thunderstorms. Your Tuesday high near 64. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app. This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. It's a song that will always hold a nice place in my heart because I remember the nostalgia of when it came out, but man, I wouldn't want to live through that. Huey sounds heartbroken, but he just wants to move on. So we have, of course, New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. And you can call in with your questions when he's here. You can send them via app chat, although I don't always get a chance to look at the app chat during the segment, but you can always send them in advance on there as well. And today is Cinco de Mayo. So as I mentioned earlier, The Rock wants to pay for your guac. They've been doing this now for the last 5 years. So in 2020, Dwayne Johnson launched his Terramana tequila brand. I'm not a big tequila person, but I've tried Terramana and I liked it. It was, I mean, as much as I would drink tequila, it was pretty good. And, but when he launched this, it was also at a time when we were going through the COVID-19 restrictions. And so he decided to put on this promotion called Guac on the Rock, where if you went out and tried one of his Terramana cocktails, a cocktail made with that tequila or the tequila straight up, that he would pay for you to get guacamole at that restaurant. Because a lot of people don't want to pay for guacamole. You know, if you go and you order something, say at Frontera Grill here, and I'm just going to use them because they're across the street and because I go there every now and then. You know, you go order different meals that come with guacamole included. But they also, they bring you out chips and salsa at the beginning of the meal, and a lot of people like to have guacamole with that, or they want, you know, the fresher, the tableside guac, where they come over and they make it right in front of you and they make it how you want it. And, you know, then you get this nice fresh guacamole. It's delicious, but it's also, you know, it's like $8 or $9 or whatever. So The Rock offered to pay for that as a way to get you to try his tequila. And now this year, for the first time ever, they've changed it and made it now so it's not just guacamole you can buy. It's also appetizers. So he's going to cover any appetizer up to $10 for each person that orders a cocktail. So if the two of you go out and you both get a cocktail made with Terramana tequila and you each order an appetizer, you'll each be able to then take that receipt and submit it at guacontherock.com. And they'll, if it's approved, which, you know, they check with the restaurant to make sure that that's a tequila, that that's a cocktail that's has their tequila, then they will reimburse you up to $10 for that appetizer. So maybe the app was $12. They'll give you 10 of that. And they send it right to your Venmo account. So it's just kind of a fun thing. You know, it's, this is only guaranteed up to, so it runs the whole month. So it's May 1st through the 31st. So you have until June 5th to submit the receipts, but it's also only up to $1 million. So once they hit $1 million, you know, they're not covering them anymore. So if you're going to do it, try to do it earlier in the month. And we have a list of all the local participating restaurants at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, which I think a lot of people would probably do it just because they're going to go out anyway. And this is a, you know, a fun thing to say, hey, look, The Rock paid for my, you know, mozzarella sticks. The Rock paid for my my queso to go with my chips. But I figured I'd get that information out to you today, since many of you are probably going to go out for Cinco de Mayo and celebrate that. This is probably sacrilege to say on Cinco de Mayo, but I'm not a huge fan of Mexican food. Like, I like it, and I have it now and then, but I don't get excited for it like other people do. People are like, oh my God, it's Taco Tuesday, I got to go get tacos. Like, I don't really love tacos. They're okay. I like them enough, but I don't go crazy for them. And there's, you know, very little Mexican food that I get really excited for. And I just had the conversation the other day while I was at Stevie's doing the halfway to Halloween tasting. I tried the Hotel California tequila. And I was talking with the staff there. I was like, you know, I don't understand why margaritas have all of these, you know, different, like, oh, you can get this one with this, 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 and this. And then this one, there's like a whole menu of 30 different margaritas to it. They all taste the same to me. Like, if I go out and get a margarita, I'm not thinking about, which I do now and then, but when I'm getting one, I'm not thinking to myself, you know, what's in this? I'm more about, how big is this? That's more my concern when it comes to ordering a margarita. Like, is this going to be the size of my head? So I think that's a good fun thing to try to participate in, especially if you were going to go out anyway, if you were going to order a margarita anyway or tequila, why not just do this silly little promotion and get guac on the rock or an appetizer on the rock? I bet you it even has a little funny thing in your Venmo when it sends it over. They probably have some funny emojis or a funny message or something. Then all your friends can see that The Rock bought you an appetizer. Be like, you went out to dinner with The Rock? 508-996-0500. And I won't refer to him as the final boss for you wrestling fans out there, because, you know, this isn't heel Rock. This is babyface Rock doing a nice thing and also helping to promote his tequila brand, which you got to hand it to the guy. He's become quite the entrepreneur, because now he's got the tequila brand and you see him quite often with the tequila. He has his energy drink. He's always drinking those. Was it Zoa? And now he has his skincare line. It's like lotions and soaps and all kinds of stuff. Papa Tui. And they just signed a deal to carry that at Walmart. So now you can get it at Walmart. I have no idea if it's any good. I haven't used any of it. I only just recently branched out from my Irish Spring bar soap and Suave for Men shampoo plus conditioner mindset over the last year or so. Maybe the last year and a half. So I haven't tried it yet, but I've heard good things. Just, you know, why pay $6 or $8 for a bar of soap when I can pay $6 or $8 for 12 bars of soap? I guess it's all in how you want to smell. And I do want to smell good, but I also don't want to. Although I say that, and then I buy Dr. Squatch. But that's for like, that's my I'm going out tonight soap. But anyway, you can read about those places where you can participate in that promotion, guac on the rock or an appetizer on the rock, at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Also working on a cute story that I hope to have up there later on today about a local store that adopted a pet and just absolutely adorable. So stay tuned for that as well. I've got to take a break right now, so stay tuned for more of the program. We will be right back. A little Herbie Hancock, rock it. So you might have heard Mike mention this in the news at the top of the hour, and he'll probably tell you more about it again coming up at the start of the next hour. But over the weekend, there was an issue with Stop and Shop stores and their keypads for taking credit and debit payments. So there was an issue where you weren't able to use debit because it was having an issue taking in the PIN number. And so you had to just bypass that by choosing credit. But I'm sure it was an inconvenience for some people. And some people don't like the credit option. They prefer the debit option because it deducts immediately from your account. Makes it easier to keep track of things. But I wonder if it's related to the fact that when I went over to the Stop and Shop here in Fairhaven last week, I go over there and get, you know, some snacks and some lunch stuff and some stuff for Chris McCarthy. I make him breakfast sometimes. And so as I was over there, I said, well, wow, they've got new pin pads. Because it was always annoying that you couldn't tap so well on the registers there, on the pin pad for the debit cards. And so, but now they have these nice new ones. So I wonder if that isn't tied into this somehow, if that was something that was a chain-wide thing in terms of installing those, or if that was just this particular store. But it really is inconvenient when your debit card doesn't work. I've had that problem where I've gone to tap and it won't take the tap, so then I slide it in and it doesn't read it, and then I try the Stripe and then it doesn't work, and then I go back to tapping it and then all of a sudden that works. Like, I don't know the rhyme or reason for it, but it can be annoying, especially when you're in a hurry and you don't have any cash on you or anything. You're like, yeah, this is the way I want to pay. And that's the most annoying part, is when it's not, you know, your fault or the bank's fault, when it's the store's fault. And they're like, well, do you have another way to pay? Like, nope. So here, put all this back. But it seems like they've got the issue worked out, and now you can use your card to pay and use it as a debit. Ah, technology. Speaking of which, you can use that to send an app chat message or give me a call, 508-996-0500. But I've got to take another break here to wrap up this hour. We'll be right back.